90.3 KNBA and Fairport Convention from the BBC radio stations. Sandy Denny and Fairport Convention with Bob Dylan's Percy's song on KNBA. New music from Tash Sultana. It was Cigarettes from Tash's upcoming release. Steve Earle and Allison Moore in there. A deep track from Traffic from their self-titled album, which I think was their second one, 40,000 Headmen. Jim Capaldi and Steve Winwood track. And brand new music from Mark Knopfler, Good On You, Son, from his new disc, Down the Road Wherever. It is the Morning Line program on KNBA 825, and KNBA keeping you in tune with our community. And we're going to have some fun this morning with the sounds of the seasons. We'd like to welcome to the program the Associate Professor of Music and Conductor of the University Singers, Grant Cochran, to the program. Grant, good morning.
Good morning, Danny.
So talk about UAA's University Singers, the program, the group.
Yeah, we have about 30 singers in our group. We rehearse a couple times a week. The group is open to all members of the UAA community and indeed anyone from outside of the community. And we traditionally have 1 to 2 performances a semester, and we're wrapping up our fall semester with a concert on on Saturday. It's called The First Noel.
And it's going to be at the UAA Recital Hall?
That's right.
Okay. Yeah. The First Noel. Now, the first thing that strikes me about The First Noel, just looking at the press release here, is Noel is spelled N-O-E-L.
Right.
But
yes.
This is different.
Yes, N-O-W-E-L-L.
What's up with that?
That gets to the heart of what the piece is all about. This is a very British piece. The gentleman who put the work together was one of the great English composers, Ralph Vaughan Williams. And he was asked by a writer to put together some traditional English carols to accompany a play that this person was creating as a concert fundraiser. And this was back in the late 1950s. And so what Vaughan Williams did is he went to literally his carol box and dug out these old great English carols and set them to accompany this play. So what we're doing is not just music, but it's essentially a play with music. And I have some of the university singers play characters who read dialogue. And the dialogue is based on these old medieval pageant plays, which were these plays that were basically the actors were in these wagons. And it was kind of like a parade. The wagons would essentially travel through town, and the audience would be along the streets of the town. And as the play went by, the audience could hear every portion of the play. So this woman, Simona Pakenham, kind of created this medieval pageant play based on the birth of Jesus. And so we have this real British kind of artifact, this British piece. British carols, British medieval dialogue, and that's why we have the strange spelling of the word, because that's the way the British would spell it.
Now, I remember the sort of presentation from my history of theater class that I took at UAA a jillion years ago.
Yeah.
But so you got these great singers in this chorus, and would you snap your fingers and they turn into actors too? Thespians?
Well, you could yes. You know, many of them have a lot of theater skills, and they're involved in theater. I'm looking at a couple right now in this room, and I knew that many of them would do a good job. Others don't have quite the experience, but you know, you just ask them to read very clearly, and they get caught up in the moment, and you know, they do a pretty good job. It logistically, it works out easier than having to worry about getting actors from like the theater department. It just is a lot easier if you can count on the singers to also do some of the speaking parts.
Okay, we'll euphemize that so it doesn't sound like we're saying that singers are so much easier to work with than actors.
Well, I just have them at my disposal in rehearsal. Yeah.
Okay, the first Noel coming to UAA Recital Hall Saturday at 7:30. So Vaughan Williams, he takes all this traditional. I have no idea about this. I figured this was written back in medieval times, but he takes all these medieval concepts and songs and staging, and he translates them to the stage in the 1950s.
Yeah,
and now you get to translate that to the stage at UAA in 2018.
Yeah.
Any particular challenges or weird stuff with that?
Well, the piece was designed to be staged, and indeed, the first performance was on the same stage that My Fair Lady was being produced. This was in London, 1958, and indeed, this piece was the last work that Vaughan Williams ever wrote. He was in the midst of writing it when he died. He was in his late 80s. And so the piece had to be finished by Vaughan Williams' musical assistant, a man named Roy Douglas. So that was one of the challenges during that time. One of the challenges we have now is that the piece was designed to be done as a play with scenery, with props, with costumes, with movement. That was a little bit too much for us to handle. So we're doing it as a concert version. So we're essentially standing still. We're dressed in our concert attire. We have music in our hands. So we don't have any scenery. We don't have any props. We don't have movement, but we do have the dialogue. And I think the story is familiar to most people. And, you know, it's the time of the season where I think if people are interested in kind of a more traditional, sacred view of the holiday season, this would be a perfect concert for them to come to. It's only about 50 minutes long. The concert begins at 7:30. Folks will be out of the recital hall by 8:30, time to still have a late-ish dinner. And it's just a really beautiful, elegant work that translates 60 years later, very easily.
Now, can we get a sample?
Yeah, absolutely. Guys, you ready?
Okay, we're going to welcome Kian and Benji and Emma and Alina from the University Singers.
Noel, 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 this is the salutation of the angel Gabriel. Tidings true there become new, sent from the Trinity. By Gabriel to Nazareth, city of Galilee. A clean maiden, a pure virgin, by her humility, shall now conceive a person second in deity.
The
continued both day and night. Noel, 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 born is the King of Israel.
Beautiful. Thanks so very much.
Thank you.
University Singers present the first Noel Saturday UAA Recital Hall, 7:30 p.m. Plan on 50 minutes. Ticket information, tickets and information available online at artsuaa.com. Thanks again to Alina, Emma, Benji, and Keon. Great. Really great, guys. And Dr. Cochran, thank you so much. Yeah. And hope everybody gets out there and sees you all on Saturday.
Yeah, thanks for having us.